Well, hello everyone, and as I preach today, we are less than a week from Christmas Day, and so we come to this Sunday today, and I thought it would be good for us to look at the things that preceded Jesus' birth, and so we're looking at the announcement to Mary by the angel Gabriel that she would give birth to a son, and that she was to name him Jesus, and that he would be, therefore, the Son of the Most High God. And I wonder whether you are organised for Christmas by now. Hopefully you've got your card sent out. Maybe you've even got your presents wrapped if you're very organised. But if you're ready to go, you've got your plans. And probably this year, because of COVID, you've got some contingency plans as well. And it's very difficult when our plans have to change. And that's something I'm sure many of us are concerned about at the moment as we come towards Christmas Day. It's something that we had to face last year when we had all our plans tied up for Christmas, and then suddenly those plans were cut short at the last minute because the cases of COVID were rising so quickly. At that point, we didn't really have the vaccines. It's difficult for us when our plans change. And that is what happens to Mary in this passage from Luke chapter 1 today. Her plans have to change. So the three points that I've got today are waiting, because Mary was waiting to be married. That was her plan. Wonder. God can do the impossible. And willingness. She says, may it be to me as you have said. So there's waiting, wonder, and willingness. Point one then, waiting. Mary had her plans to get married to Joseph. There was an engagement or a betrothal that had been arranged between their two families, and so there were lots of people involved in this upcoming event, not just Mary and Joseph. Everyone would have been very expectant of the marriage feast, and it was a big thing in those days. During the year of betrothal, Joseph would have been getting the family home ready. Everyone would have been preparing for the wedding feast, which was a huge occasion. And then here comes a spanner thrown in the works because Mary realises that she's going to have a baby before she's even got married to Joseph. Now, Mary was young, no more than 14 years old. So imagine the fear for that 14-year-old at that age if you were the one who was going to scupper all of the plans. It would have been very hard for Mary simply to blame it on God, because who would have believed her? What would have you told Mary if you were one of the family members and she tries to pass off this baby in her womb as being the Messiah? The Messiah who they've been waiting for hundreds of years, who is going to rule on King David's throne. What do you think the family would have said to her? Yes, Mary, everyone thinks their child is special. I doubt very much that they would have believed her, that's for sure. Have you ever been the one to scupper plans? I can remember one time going to Paris a number of years ago with my family and one of my friends who'd been at school with me. And just as we were coming into the London Underground, and we were getting ready to go through the barriers so that we could go to St. Pancras station and catch the train from London to Paris, there he is, checking every pocket in his winter coat to try and find his ticket to get through the barriers. And we're all standing on the other side, and this goes on for a few minutes, and we're all looking and thinking, is he going to find it? Is it going to find it? And then finally, he finds this ticket, so it's okay. And we can race on through to St. Pancras. No one likes to be the one to spoil things. We have our plans and they can go wrong. Mary's plans, I suppose, went wrong in a rather spectacular way, because what was happening to her was so wondrous, who was going to believe her? Point two then, wonder. At this point, we come to the question which Mary asked the angel Gabriel that we actually talked about last week when we looked at Zechariah and the question that he asked the angel. Zechariah asked the question, how can this be? How can my wife possibly have a baby? She's well on in years. It was a question which had within it doubt. It was a how can question. But Mary's question was a how will this happen question. A question which showed that she actually believed that what God was saying through Gabriel was going to happen, but she simply wanted to know the method. How is she going to have a baby since she's a virgin? How is God going to make this happen? And we can tell that this was a question about method because the angel Gabriel replies by giving her the method that God will use in order for her to become pregnant. He says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you and the power of the Most High will come upon you, and you will give birth to the baby who will be the Son of God. Now, in response to Zechariah's question, how can this happen? Gabriel is indignant. I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. He's saying, how could you say this to Zechariah? But to Mary, he's saying, this is how it's going to happen. And he also tells Mary at this point about the baby that Elizabeth and Zechariah are going to have. He tells her that Elizabeth is pregnant, 6 months pregnant, even though she's old in age and has never had children. He concludes by saying, no word of God ever fails. So there's extra wonder for Mary in this. Not only is she going to become pregnant by the power of God, but her older cousin Elizabeth, who's always been without children, is going to give birth as well. I wonder if you've ever had an experience when you just wonder, how has God made that happen? It might be a miracle of healing. It just might be things coming together in a way that can only be described as a God incident. There is wonder in the way that Jesus does things. So we've got the waiting, we've got the wonder, and then there's the willingness. Do we have the willingness to change our plans to God's plans? That's what Mary had to do. She had to change her plans to have this wedding and to have this betrothal over a certain length of time. Her plans were totally scuppered. Perhaps she had plans to spend some time with Joseph, just the two of them, in the early days of their marriage. I wonder how you would react if your plans were scuppered in this way. And remember that Mary was probably certain that no one was going to believe her. And even the man who loved her, Joseph, only believed her because he was visited by the angel as well. He did what was right though, even though that would throw a spanner in the works as far as all the preparations were going. You've probably heard of Eric Liddell, who is depicted in the film Chariots of Fire, a man who was a Christian and would not race on a Sunday. Just imagine how much pressure he was under to race on that Sunday. To some people, we will make these decisions that don't make sense. You're just making it awkward for everyone else. Mary was willing to change her plans, even though this was going to make things very difficult for everyone else. You see, when Mary finishes her discussion with the angel, she actually gives her consent for this to happen. At the end of the passage, she says, may it be to me, as you've said. I accept this. So how might we apply these things to our lives today? What plans are you waiting for at the moment? Now, you might have very godly plans and maybe they won't be interrupted. Or maybe there are plans that you have that have already been interrupted today that you've just found out. What's important is how we react when these things happen. Then there's the wonder. How has God amazed you? I can think of a number of times in my life where something has happened which could only really be God. And you know, there's only some of those times which I can properly remember. But I know that there have been lots of other ones. So maybe when these sorts of things happen, we need to note them down. I've mentioned in the past in my sermons about a Friday prayer group that we used to have at St. Leonard's Baptist Church. And as part of that Friday prayer group, there was a prayer book, and we wouldn't only write down the prayer needs for that day, but we would go back when we'd received an answer to prayer and write the answer to prayer in the book as well. So what you were left with was a book of testimonies to read about how God had amazed you. I wonder how God has amazed you in your life. You can write these things down and share them with others. Then there's willingness. Are you willing to change your path for God? If he says no, that's not the way I want you to go. That's not the route I want you to take. Please change that for me. I was listening to a testimony of a minister about the same age as me recently, and he believed when he was doing his A-levels that God had told him to drop geography. And I can't remember what the outcome of dropping geography was necessarily, but basically this was the subject that he was most passionate about. When his teacher asked him, "Why are you suddenly dropping geography?" he had to cringe, and he said to her that he believed God was asking him to drop geography. He said she tolerated what he'd said. She didn't understand it, but she said, "Okay, that's your decision." And he did it. Presumably, because he was passionate about geography, God was guiding his passions in a different direction, ultimately towards ministry. Will you change your path when you believe that God is asking you to do it? That's what Mary does in this passage. She shows willingness to put on hold, to change the things that she was waiting for, because God did a wonderful thing for her and she was willing to embrace it. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for the example of Mary in this passage. We thank you that she is a brilliant example of someone who was willing to do the things that you were asking of her. We pray that you would help us to have willingness like Mary. We pray that you would cause us to wonder at the amazing things that you are doing. We pray that you would give us patience, that when our plans don't go according to the way that we want them to go, that we would still be able to have faith that you're at work. Lord, may we trust in you today, throughout this Christmas time, and into the year ahead. Guide us, we ask. Amen.